Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, I couldn't believe this yesterday. Now, those of you that listen to this show know that on Mondays, we do a segment at 720 called Acknowledge Me.
Where acknowledge me!
Thank you, Ben. Yeah, we acknowledge the people that had big performances over the weekend, the past week, and when we announce their name, we play Roman Reigns, longtime WWE Universal Champion, just lost his title at WrestleMania this year after a nice four-year run. We play him saying,
acknowledge
he's the tribal chief. That's what we've got to do. He's the tribal chief of the bloodline. We've got to acknowledge him. Seth, yesterday, just yes. Flipping around on the X yesterday, and for some reason, an account called at Jaguars Treasury, their name is Random Jaguar of the Day. I bet you've been on here before. I bet they've named you the Random Jaguar of the Day at some point on here.
But what an honor.
The Random Jaguar of the Day on yeah. At Jaguars Treasury. And this is, I don't follow this account, but it probably popped onto my timeline because the Random Jaguar of the Day is a former WWE wrestler. His real name is defensive tackle Leati Joseph Anoa'e. He's better known as Roman Reigns.
Acknowledge me.
He was on the Jags. In 2007, the Jacksonville Jaguars signed him in August 2007, only to release Anoa'e less than a week before the start of the 2007 NFL season. He did go on, as this Twitter account points out, to have quite the career with WWE. He's the biggest star in the world right now, other than The Rock, who's his cousin. So my brain started spinning here. I'm like, hey, my co-host and friend Seth Payne was on the Jaguars. Not once, but twice. He was on from 97 to 2001 before he became a Texan. And then, in 2007, during the summer, where he was looking for a place to ply his trade, on yeah. August the 18th, I'm told by the internet, Seth Payne signed a one-year deal with $200,000 guaranteed to the Jacksonville
guaranteed?
Jaguars. Guaranteed? You were guaranteed $200,000.
I got to check to be sure they gave me that money. yeah, I can't remember.
Now would be a good time.
yeah.
But you were there, and you ended up not playing for the Jaguars that year, but you were there right. In training camp for a couple of weeks at the end of August, which seemingly would have overlapped with a guy, Leati Joseph Anoa'e, a.k.a. Roman Reigns, who was signed in August and cut before the first week of the season. Do you remember being teammates with Roman Reigns?
I gotta be honest with you. No, okay. I don't. I feel like maybe because of the timeline or the time lapse there. I don't know. I got cut on the final cuts, if I recall properly. So it would have been right when he got, unless like they. I was signed pretty late in camp. Maybe he was released before I got there. I usually remember the Polynesian guys because I always enjoy talking to Polynesian guys. But I think that... No, in a football context, Sean. I'm not like on the internet.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah. I think I do. I remember him if I search the memory banks. Okay. Because there was what I would do when I signed, because I signed late in camp, was the first day they signed me, I sat down and I went through the playbook and I learned the defense, which is like, it's not that hard for a veteran defensive lineman to learn the defense.
Who was the coach at that time?
It was Jack Del Rio.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And the defense coordinator was Mike Smith. But after practice, I would... You know, the defensive line coach would take the rookies to run through the defense and everything. And kind of those first few days, I stayed after with the rookies just to go through everything and get more mental reps at it. And I talked to the rookies a lot, so he was probably one of them.
Okay.
He might remember me better than I remember him.
Maybe.
Just from that, where he was at his stage in his life and where I was. You know, like, obviously, it's much, much different now.
Yeah.
He is by far, by a thousand times, the greater celebrity. But, yeah, he might remember me if we were indeed together.
We used to get a lot of wrestlers up here in studio back in the day when they'd come to town. You know, and certainly, I guess the best opportunity that might present itself would be if WWE trotted some guys out to Radio Row. I think, you know, like that, maybe if Roman Reigns was making... I need this conversation to happen. I need to be sitting with you and Roman Reigns to see if he remembers it. Because I'm with you. I think there's a much better chance he remembers you than vice versa.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like a jerk, though, if I'd... I'll feel like a jerk. Hopefully, maybe if I see his face, I'll... Is there a... Can I see his face anywhere, Sean? No, I was looking for pictures of him as a rookie with the Jaguars, and I didn't find a headshot or anything.
He had much shorter hair when he was a football player. Like, he's got really long hair now. He still looks pretty similar. Man, I got to find this out.
I was the one thing that I always tried to tell the rookies, my dorky thing that I did was that I carried around the little cones, the agility cones.
Yeah.
No, like traffic cones, but not the flat ones. They have like a hole on top just so you can stack them up. And I carry them in my backpack because I realized about midway through my career, look, it doesn't matter how book smart you are. You need reps. When it comes to doing something there's something, you can know things intellectually, but it's different when you got to carry it out in a high-stress environment. So whenever I would study like game plans or plays or just drill it, I'd have these cones and I'd lay them out on the floor. So like that first day that I stayed behind with the rookies, these rookies were all looking at me. I'd been there all of like 12 hours and I'm going through the whole defense and all the checks and everything. They're like, how'd you learn that so fast? So I tell them about the traffic cones and you just drill, drill, drill. You can get in 100 mental reps in 10 minutes if you just drill with these cones, and it's a lot easier during training camp when you're tired and everything than sitting there trying to focus on a playbook. Does he use traffic cones? In his
to practice his finishers. Yeah,
Has he ever like set up traffic cones around somebody jump on?
Early in his career, he did, and it didn't help him get over. When he got rid of the cones, he became much more popular.
He walks into the ring with a backpack full of traffic cones.
This is a strange gimmick. The guy's got a physique like he should be somebody's.
His signature move?
He like a spear, like a shoulder, like a just a gore.
I taught him that.
Yeah, I bet.
I did. Like, hey, listen, you guys ever try this move?
Yeah.
I'm going to sue him for copyright infringement.
It's basically a football tackle is what it is.
I remember it clear as day now. Now that you mention it, hey, Ben, delete that last 5 minutes where I was saying I had no memory of Roman Reigns whatsoever.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
because everything's coming back to me now.
Honestly, I like you've told the story about the cones and things like that before, and I think that's all. I think that's great that you do that. To me, if I were a rookie, the most impressive thing that you did in that time with Jacksonville is walking away with $200,000 for a couple weeks' work. That's impressive.
I thought to myself, someday, I wasn't sure whether I wanted to play football or anything, but I thought someday I might have to be paying out-of-state tuition at the University of Oregon, and that $200,000 might be good for about 2% of
Bingo,
that.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and get that $200,000.
Dude, you've brought that story up before. Like, well, you and I have talked before about like how much money NFL teams just seemingly throw away. And
I felt guilty about that for a while because I was shot. My knees are. I was coming off an ACL. It was my third ACL surgery in like 5 years, and I was shot. And I did. There was a part of me that for a long time, until I saw Tony Boselli one day, and I kind of mentioned to him. I was like, "I'm being honest with you, man. I feel kind of." He's like, "Shut the hell up,
yeah,
Seth.
Yeah.
Like, do you realize how minuscule that is in terms of the total budget of everything else? Stop being an idiot. They took a chance. You're a roulette wheel chip. You're nothing more than that. You were something that they gambled on, and the gamble didn't work out. It's not a big deal.
You're a smaller version of what Dana Brown was talking about with Jose Abreu. We make all these deals. Some of them work. Some of them don't. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah.
My biggest weakness was feeling personal responsibility.
What are you thinking?
But luckily, I'm done with that.
You got done with that.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, "I'm sorry." And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was funny in doing my research for this very important story of you being teammates with Roman Reigns yesterday. Yeah. I found some old articles because I was trying to find the date that you signed with the Jags, and of course it pulled up all these old articles. There's an article from Jaguars.com. It pulled up like Seth Payne coming back home, welcoming back Seth. He's just fit in seamlessly. Blah blah blah. This and that. My favorite part was when someone asked like, "So how did you feel? How did you look that first day of practice?" And you said, "Ask Lagerman." I guess Lagerman was on the broadcast team at the time, and he was out watching practice. So that was your answer. You're like, "Ask Lagerman how I looked." I thought that was pretty funny. That's your guy.
Felt like crap. That's how I looked.
That was a way of saying, "Yeah, if you look good, you would have said, yeah, like, oh, I feel amazing."
For those, a lot of you remember this part of the whole dynamic, but this was where I screwed up, is that, like, I was living in Jacksonville at the time because we still had a house there. And so it was easy. That was the easy decision to make. But I was coming off these surgeries. I had a rough go of it, and I was in my 30s by this point. Tom Coughlin had wanted to sign me back in, like, May. And he said, and his plan for me was that I wouldn't even touch the field until, that I'd be on the PUP list, and I would do nothing but rehab until midway through the season.
Giants coach at the time, for people.
Yeah, the Giants. Yeah, I should have explained that. He was the Giants coach at the time.
In 2007.
So, and I thought, like, I'd rather just get out there and go to training camp and everything. Like, actually, like, what should have been really appealing to me, given where I was in denial about just how much rehab I needed. They would go on to win the Super Bowl that year. I, like, almost assuredly would have made the team, because they had zero plans for me to, they had zero plans for me to even compete during training camp or even practice. And, you know, like once you make that opening day roster, your contract's guaranteed for the year, and I would have been a Super Bowl champion.
Dude, not
whether I played well or not. Yeah.
No, and not to make you feel worse about it, but think about that D line room you would have been in. Michael Strahan, oh, yeah. Justin Tuck, OC Umenyora, like that's.
Well, you know what? The biggest part, this is where I learned the lesson, honestly, of just like not overthinking things. I had a really good meeting with a defensive line coach, Mike Waffle, for the Jaguars at that point. And like his methodology and the way he taught defensive line and had you play was different than anything I'd ever really been exposed to. And I was intrigued as hell. And I was like, I would love to play for this guy. And I that was my gut feel, is like, I should just do this right now, back in May or whenever I was talking to Tom Coughlin about it. I had just like, I loved that guy, loved him. And he showed me his whole, this guy was I believe he's a former Marine. And then when he started off in coaching, he went around and basically just shadowed all these great D-line coaches and came up with a system trying to get the absolute most out of defensive linemen. And I went against my gut, and all I got was a measly $200,000 out of it.
It's not bad. So. It's not a bad parting gift. It's better than a home version of the game. Like, here's the board game, NFL football. You got 200 grand. Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm joking when I say measly, everybody. Yeah. I don't mean to act like that's nothing.
Nope. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
I mean, it's gone now. It's gone.
into the night. And then the real estate ventures came along.
I got to buy an airplane.
All right, the Celtics are your NBA champions. Three localized Houston angles to the Celtics NBA title last night. That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.